Chapter 11. Death in Berlin. I had no problems coming through passport control at Gatwick. I couldn't make up my mind where to go first. In the end, I decided to head for somewhere near South Woodford. The memory of Bert Perkins had given me an idea. I hired a small car and set off eastwards on the boring M25 motorway, which runs around London in a big circle. As I drove through the heavy traffic, I tried to think about what I should do next. I suppose I could have just called Sir George, my former boss, and told him what had happened at the river in France. But that didn't seem like a very sensible thing to do. If Sir George already knew about the plan to kill me, I would be in greater danger. If Sir George didn't know about it, I would be drawing unnecessary attention to myself. Sir George. Maybe later, but not now. I even thought about breaking into Hugo Strang's flat and beating the truth out of him. I was sure that Strang was involved somehow, though I could not work out how or why. But if I broke in and beat up Strang, they would know I was back in England. Anyway, what good would it do? I decided to deal with Strang later too. The only person I could really trust was Bert Perkins. We had always got along well in the old days, Bert and me. I always thanked him for what he did for us all. Other people often treated Bert like a servant, but not me. And we had become real friends during that terrible business with his son, Peter. Peter was his only child, and Bert had given Peter the university education which his own father had prevented him from having. Peter was a brilliant student and graduated from university with a first-class degree in international relations. In his final year, he had been approached by someone from a government organization working for the good of the country. They always did it like that. I always thought that employing Peter was a bit peculiar, though. MI6 didn't normally employ members of the same family. But of course, Peter had no idea what his father's real job was. Bert never spoke about his work at home. Someone, somewhere, must have known who Peter was, and who his father was too. Yet Peter had been approached, and he accepted the job. His first job was in Berlin, where Hugo Strang was the MI6 bureau chief. It was just before the Berlin Wall came down. The political situation was dangerous, but life in West Berlin was exciting, and Peter soon settled down. He was a hard worker and often stayed late in the office. He got on well with Strang, although they were so different. Strang spoke highly of Peter and began to give him more and more responsibility. Some of the other people in the office were even a bit jealous of him, I found out later. But then, something went wrong between them. No one was quite sure what it was, but Strang suddenly began to treat Peter badly. He gave him only the most boring jobs, and he openly criticized Peter's work in front of the others. It was soon after this that Strang gave Peter a particularly difficult and dangerous operation. There is no doubt that he acted wrongly. Peter had never worked on this kind of operation, and Strang could easily have found a more experienced agent to do the job. At the inquiry into Peter's death, Strang argued that Peter had needed the field experience. Strang was never punished, but the suspicion remained that something dishonest had gone on, something which was never mentioned, something which Strang wanted to cover up, something which the inquiry wanted to cover up too. Peter's job was to arrange for the escape of a senior East German government official. The man had been passing valuable information to the Berlin Bureau of MI6. He now suspected that he had been found out. He needed to get out as fast as possible. Peter had to help him escape. Peter made arrangements for false papers and a car, but their car was stopped well before the checkpoint between East and West Germany. They shot the official as he tried to escape. Then they took Peter away for questioning. Soon after that, the East Germans contacted the MI6 office. They said that they were interested in exchanging Peter for one of their own agents who was in prison in Britain for spying. This man's name was Holzmann, Gunther Holzmann. They badly wanted this agent back. He was obviously very important to them. London agreed, and I was the one who was sent over to Berlin to arrange the prisoners' exchange.